University. Oh, where's my music here? Oh, I'm gonna start turning this stuff on here. There you go. Looking good.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk for November 23rd and 24th. Yeah. Late on into the month. Late on right towards Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is a good thing. Thanksgiving has its drawbacks. You know, historically, they're looking at a lot of stuff. There was a great interview on the On Point program. Bernard Balin, who's a historian, he wrote a book called The Barbarous Years. And it is a book about the colonization from 1607 to 1675 between Plymouth and Puritan, you know, the whole Virginia thing, the Jamestown thing, and all that was involved. And that they had a lot of Thanksgivings. And this particular one that we tend to talk about has to do with the fact that after a year of being here, only half the Mayflower survived, and that was kind of a notable thing. But the history is boy, it's terrible. Oof, what we did, not we, but what those Dutch and those Swedes and those Brits and those French did. Oh my goodness me. According to Bernard Balin's book, The Barbarous Years. It is something to think about. And, the kids come home from school, you know, you just might want to say, well, what did you learn in school today? And just check it out and make sure that there are responsible choices and objective things being said, which doesn't always happen in the schools. All righty. Boy, do we have a show. We're going to take it a little bit slower. There are a lot of you who write me and go, Dan, what do? It must be fun doing this for a living. Just hanging out in the studio all day long and listening to CDs and stuff. It's not what I do for a living. I work at Washington State University in student involvement. And I work with students on student events. And we're recording this show Friday morning. And I was up and got home at 1 o'clock last night. It's about 8 in the morning now. And I'm not a spring chicken, so this show is probably going to move along a little bit slower until I get energized. Okay? I hope you don't mind. Starting out with Gordon Bach and Anne May O'Meara and Ed Trickett from this wonderful album called Turning Towards the Morning that Folk Legacy released on CD, oh, I don't know, 8-10 years back. It's been out now for probably 35, 40 years. It's a wonderful little album. Start out the show with a song about a shipwreck. But it's a great song. It's a great sing-along song. And you hear this song up around Grimsby Town and up around the Borders area. It's a wonderful song. Gordon Bach sings it. Gordon Bach with that low, wonderful voice of his. 3 score and 10 boys and men were lost near Grimsby Town. From Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundred more were drowned. Okay, goes like this.
Thinks I see a host of craft spreading their sails alee, as down the Humber they do glide, all bound for the northern sea. Methinks I see on each small craft a crew with hearts so brave, going out to earn their daily bread upon the restless wave. And it's 3 score and 10 boys and men were lost from me. down, from Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundreds more would drown. Our herring craft, our trawlers, our fishing smacks as well, they long did fight that bitter night, their battle with the swell. Methinks I see them yet again as they leave this land behind, casting their nets into the sea, the herring shoals to find. Methinks I see them yet again, and they all on board all right, with their nets hove in and the decks cleaned up and the side lights burning bright. And it's 80 boys and men were lost from Grimsby town, from Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundreds more would drown. Our herring craft, our trawlers, our fishing smacks as well, they long did fight that bitter night, their battle with the swell. Methinks I hear the captain say, my lads will shorten sail, for the sky to all appearances looks like approaching gale. Methinks I see them yet again, and the midnight hour was past, their little craft a-battling there all with the icy blast. And it's 80 boys and men were lost from Grimsby town, from Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundreds more were drowned. Our herring craft, our trawlers, our fishing smacks as well, they long did fight that bitter night, their battle with the swell. October's night brought such a sight, 'twas never seen before. There was masts and yards and broken spars come a-driving in the shore. There was many a heart of sorrow, there was many a heart so brave, there was many a fine and a hearty lad to find a watery grave. And it's 80 boys and men were lost from Grimsby town, from Yarmouth down to Scarborough, many hundreds more were drowned. Our herring craft, our trawlers, our fishing smacks as well, they long did fight that bitter night, their battle with the swell.
unfair to any or at all. If you'd ask if you at all unfair to any or all. Under the girl or the law.
Long years have we known him, Cumberland yeoman of old, and twice 40 years shall have perished ere the fame of his deed shall grow cold. No broadcloth of scarlet adorned him, no buckskin as white as the snow. A plain skiddaw gray was his garment, and he wore it for work, not for show. Now the horn of the hunter is silent on the banks of the Ellen no more. No wild echo, clear sound or the dark elder's roar. When dark draws her mantle around us, and cold by the fire bids us steal, our children will say, Father, tell us some tales of the famous John Peel. And we'll tell them of Ranter and Royal, of Britain and Melody too, how they rattled the fox round the Carrack and drove him from scent into view. Now the horn of the hunter is silent on the banks of the Ellen no more. No more will we hear its wild echo, clear sound or the dark Caldew's roar. How often through Brayton and Skiddaw, through Isle bewaldeth white field, we gallop like madmen together to follow the hounds of John Peel. And though we may hunt with another, till the hand of old age bids us yield, we'll think on that sportsman and brother, and remember the hounds of John Peel. Now the horn of the hunter is silent on the banks of the Ellen no more. No more will we hear its wild echo, clear sound or the dark Caldew's roar.
times come, gentle Annie, and your wild oats are all scattered round the field. You'll be anxious to know, gentle Annie, how your little crop of oats is going to yield. We'll say, I'll bid you adieu, gentle Annie, till we meet you on another threshing day. Your mutton's very sweet, gentle Annie, and I'm sure it can't be packed in New South Wales, but you'd better fence around the cabbage, or they'll all get eaten up by the snails. We'll say farewell, gentle Annie, for you know with you I can no longer stay. Yes, I'll
That was Ed Trickett doing the solos on that. Also did the solo on the song of John Peel, The Horn of the Hunter is Silent. That Gentle Annie thing is based on a tune by Stephen Foster. Martin Wyndham Reed brought it out of Australia, and somehow the tune came over, and the Australians put their words to it back in the sheep shearing days. And there are those who would say that it has some rude lyrics, that you can interpret it in a very off-color way, and all about stealing her virginity and things like that. We could go into that if you want to give me a buzz at 509-332-5047, because there are those people who think it's a very legitimate interpretation. I do not. But, yeah. I mean, it's easy to put stuff on anything. It's interesting when you talk to all the literary people and how every character in any major literature pretty much is gay because of some symbolism somewhere along the line. And yeah, well, okay. This is kind of the same way, but it's a wonderful song if you just look at it as the song of the threshers, the migrant threshers who wander through and help this widow who works and this ranch, this single woman, do her ranch and make it all work. Jen Lanny, love this song, love the song. John Peel and Bavaria, we started out with three score and ten boys and men were lost near Grimsby Town. Gordon Bach and Mayo Mira. And Mayo, that's Mayo, that's Mayo Clinic stuff. And Mayo Mira and Ed Trickett. And also in there we heard Margaret Stewart in Gaelic. There is a lot of, this is a wonderful album called The Road Less Traveled. Margaret Stewart, who is a Gaelic singer. And so therefore everything on this album is Gaelic. There's a wonderful book of translation with the whole thing. Boy, these wonderful old walking and traveling songs in Gaelic are so wonderful. Gaelic's such a cool language. There are languages, you know, that don't have any industrial references. So when you hear people speak in languages like Gaelic or even Asian languages, and all of a sudden, you know, television or McDonald's comes in there or something, it's very strange. All righty, where are we at? How about one more? Margaret Stewart here. Margaret Stewart.
Takam beke fene ni zere vina pimi fala vo wali e ali o wali bimi fala ti o wali ali little fine di like atam yao no wali e ali o wali khayao yoshi mishi namo khadl yoshi mishi namo huan yo wali e ali o wali namo huan ti o wali ali little fine di like atam yao no wali e ali o wali khayao ti o wali ali little fine di like atam yao no wali e ali o wali khayao Takam beke fene ni zere vina pimi fala vo wali e ali o wali bimi fala ti o wali ali little fine di like atam yao no wali e ali o wali khayao yoshi mishi namo khadl yoshi mishi namo huan yo wali e ali o wali namo huan ti o wali ali little fine di like atam yao no wali e ali o wali khayao ti o wali ali little fine di like atam yao no wali e ali o wali khayao
On the banks of the roses, the middle of the night sat down, and I took out the fiddle for to play a bit of a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she smiled and she said, ah, Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you leave me. Well, when I was a young one, I heard my father say that he'd rather see me dead and buried in the clay sooner than be married to any runaway for the lovely sweet banks of the rose. On the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down, and I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she smiled and she said, ah, Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you leave me. Oh, well, then I am no runaway, and soon I let them know that I can take the bottle or can be a bit alone. If her daddy doesn't like it, he can keep his daughter at home, and Johnny will go roving with some other. On the banks of the roses, me love and I sat down, and I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she smiled and she said, ah, Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you leave me. Now when I get married, to be in the month of May, the leaves they are green and the meadows they are gay. Me and me true love will sit the sport and play with the lovely sweet banks of the roses. On the
bangers of the roses, me love, and I sat down. I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she smiled and she said, ah, Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you leave me.
Oh, I got it in there. Got it in there before the break. Maybe a little bit late on the break. The Dubliners from Germany, The Banks of Red Roses. It's a more mellow version than the murder ballad that also is called The Banks of Red Roses. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're going to be right back for lots more music. You just hang on because we are coming back. Oh, yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community.
The dry weather will continue with an air stagnation advisory through Monday afternoon. Today and tomorrow, mostly clear with highs in the upper 30s, lows in the lower 20s. Becoming mostly cloudy by Wednesday with highs in the 30s and 40s. No suggestion at this time of any rain or snow in the mountains through next weekend.
And I'm running for answers, traveling through the cold rain. Though it's a long way, it may be the wrong way, I've gotta get there just the same. I won't regret it, though her voice sounded desperate for something that she didn't say. Running fast, running free, running today. Morning, some kind of a warning, I better get up there tonight. And it's a long distance, but through her insistence, I know she is probably right. I've been living on wishes of loving her kisses, only if she gives us time. Gonna run, gonna show, gonna say. See and understand, I love you my whole life through. We've just begun. You are the one for me. We've just begun. I told her I'm coming, I'll be there by 1 and she's leaving the light on for me. There will be no pretending, this could be the ending of it once used to be. Cause nothing is certain when you're
close all the curtains, and so many miles in between. Gonna fly, gonna try, gonna flee. And I've been thinking real hard, girl. There's nothing that I wouldn't do to help you see and understand. I love you my whole life through. We just begun. You are the one for me. We just begun. And I've been thinking real hard, girl. That I wouldn't do to help you see and understand. I love you my whole life through. Caught up in questions and I'm running for answers. Traveling through the cold rain. Though it's a long way, it may be the wrong way. Gotta get there just the same, 'cause we've just begun. You are the one for me. We've just begun. You are the one for me. We've just begun. Into another time, I can't help but reminisce and turn the page in the scrapbook of my mind. Looking back on all the dreams I planned to try, now left behind. I always thought there'd come a day it'd all work out in their own time. Made in memories of the past, picture postcards marred with lines. I always thought those dreams would last. I guess they did. In the scrapbook of my mind. How did all this time go by? Where did it go?
where was I? It started like a summer's day, long and warm, with deep blue sky. Now the days just go too fast, and I can't seem to find the time. The stage is set, the die is cast, can't change a thing. In the scrapbook of my mind.
Cooley's Reel, The Dawn, and the Mullingar Races. Thank you.
Oh, those Dubliners are old guys now. They were a legendary group. They were Scruffy back when Scruffy was a novelty. When Scruffy was Scruffy. They made the Clancy Brothers look genteel, and actually they did. Those Dubliners doing the same old pub stuff, and then they lost Luke Kelly a long time ago. Then about 6-7 years back, they lost Ronnie Drew, and those guys were Scruffy. But Luke Kelly had a wonderful singing voice. This is post all those guys, and they're just old guys plugging along now. Barney Sheehan, the banjo player, has been with them pretty much the whole time. And Bill McKinnon, the fiddle player, he's been with them a long time, too. But Barney Sheehan, man, he's got to have been with the Dubliners for 50 years. And they still keep doing it. And, you know, of course, there are groups now that can run rings around just about anybody and are flashy and all this kind of thing. These guys are just three-chord, raw music in your living room, playing for the concert halls. They're still pulling it off. The Dubliners, how about that? This is in Germany. And get those Germans really cooking on some of that Irish stuff. Mark Wayne Glasmire before that, from his album Scrapbook. This is a wonderfully produced album. I think I raved about this album when I got it, you know, about 10 years back. Now I listen to it, and it's still wonderfully produced, and still a pretty good album. The songwriting, though, doesn't quite do it like it originally did. But he's smooth, and he's got a good voice, and he's got good concepts, and he tries to make it work, and he does a pretty good job. Haven't heard from him since I got this album, Mark Wayne Glasmire.
The Old Triangle.
No. This one, Mark Wayne Glasmire.
Strong and independent, making her way on her own, rebuilding dreams that were torn and were tattered, working to find a new home, keeping her head up and looking straight forward, letting her past hang around. She was a fighter, another survivor. She wouldn't let fear hold her down. He was a young man known as a drifter, trying to forget his past, looking for love in a world unforgiving, looking for love that would last. Although it seemed hopeless, very confusing, he knew that his time would soon come around. He was a fighter,
he was a fighter,
another survivor. Wouldn't let fear hold him down. He and she were both the same, different players in the same.
They found each other.
Place where they were all alone. They knew from that moment on and forward, they were right where they belonged. And in their new dreams, they fit quite securely. And in their new lives, they both found a home. They both were fighters.
Survivors.
Now they are never alone. Ooh.
that nice? That's a wonderful version of Shebeg Shemor, of which there are so many, many, many. Boy, the Chieftains did it. The Planks did it. Everybody's done Shebeg Shemor for one reason. It's not an easy tune, but it's a tune that can be played well in the key of D, and a lot of folks do it. I've heard it done in A. I've heard it done in G. Shebeg Shemor, the hill of the little fairies and the big fairies. I can't remember which one's which. Shebeg Shemor. And it's an old classic. Played on the dulcimer by Heidi Muller on guitar with Bob Webb. Heidi Muller and Bob Webb on the dulcimer from this wonderful new album called Under the Dulcimer Moon. And they will be tonight at the Damon Barn in Uniontown if you're headed that direction. And if you're listening on Saturday, Heidi Muller and Bob Webb at the Damon Barn tonight. That's under the wagon wheel there and just heading into Uniontown, the Damon Barn. And that's where you can find him tonight. I think it's a 7:30 show. Show up at 7 because I could be wrong. I've been known to be wrong. Okay? They'll be in Seattle next week at the Finney Ridge Folklore Center on the 30th of November. And then they will be in Bellingham at the Roeder Home there. That's on Tuesday night concert, so it's going to be a little bit tougher for some of you folks to come out for it because it is Tuesday and people just don't normally do that. So make the effort, because the folks who promote that are pretty cool folks, and Heidi and Bob are pretty cool. So go out and see them in Bellingham doing this stuff from under the... They'll probably do some solstice stuff, and they just might do some other stuff, okay? Alrighty, so check that out. Hey, there's another cool concert. We'll talk about this in the calendar, too, going on. It's Central, going on in Ellensburg on December the 6th. That's Jeffrey Castle doing his Celtic Christmas. On his new album, he's got a song that's 800 years old. Probably something I sang in high school. Okay? So you're going to check that out. That's at the McIntyre Music Building there in Ellensburg. Jeffrey Castle. I think it's a 7 o'clock show. Alrighty. Alrighty, if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, WSU.edu, and I will get back to you. Promise, promise. You can call me 509-332-5047, and I love to talk. As you can tell. Alrighty. We're coming right back for lots more music. You just hold your horses because we are coming back. Oh, yes, we're coming back, and it's going to be fun. And we'll tell you where that expression, hold your horses, came from, if I can make something up. Okay, we're coming back. Bye. Coming back.
So much of our pleasure of food is taste memory.
Cookbook author Patricia Wells.
So let's not go too wacky on Thanksgiving. We have to have a few of those favorite taste memories and then add a few new dishes so you can have a new taste memory.
A French twist on Thanksgiving, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 6 o'clock for Weekend Edition Sunday right here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. It's a minute before 12 o'clock and time for the second hour of Inland Folk with Dan Marr.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from SIDS Professional Pharmacy, an independently owned pharmacy located on Bishop Boulevard, offering gifts from local artisans, breast pumps, wound care products, and compounding services. Internet refill requests and information at SIDSPharmacy.com or on Facebook.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.